What a lousy week for Wisconsin sports fans, yeah. Mark. I know you were at the game the other night. You talked with Vince the next morning. And, oh, the Bucks, that elimination was painful. But what
I
is...
I think that's a good word, painful. Or maybe depressed. What do you think?
My appendix hurt. But what's this all going to mean to the team and those businesses that are close by that we're hoping for a long run this season?
When I was walking home that night, I was kind of looking around. And you think about the economic impact of an NBA has on the downtown from the restaurants and the retailers, which is obvious. But think about the parking lots, all those people who make money off those games. Think about, you know, the people who sell hot dogs on the street. There's a guy doing that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
To just everybody in the area, the hotels who bring in all these people from around the country to watch these games. Now we're going to not have anything after the first round. And everybody was expecting a long run. Everybody was planning for a long run. This is the first year in 3 or 4 or 5 years that they haven't made it out of the first round. And the economic impact, I remember in 2021, Libby, when they went to the finals, won the championship, they were talking about $3 million a game. So we lost 7, 8 of those economic impacts on the city. And that hurts because these are restaurants and these are retailers who need that business, want the business. And then if you look at the team, it's a lot of lost money because think about that, 18,000 fans there for every game, paying a lot of money for those seats, paying a lot of money for hot dogs and beer and shirts and all that goes along with the international attention that comes with it. I mean, you're talking about losing the opportunity for lots and lots of money, probably millions and millions of dollars of money that were lost here, both in the Bucks and all those businesses.
Well, speaking of sports teams losing a bit of a money maker,
so
I just put my Aaron Rodgers jersey in the back of the closet.
I'm impressed. Was it a Jets jersey or was it a Packers? Which one was it?
It was a Packers.
I thought you were going to say you had a Favre jersey now. That would be impressive.
Actually, I did. But anyway, what does Aaron going to the Jets mean for the Packers from a business and a brand standpoint? He's been the brand for over a dozen years.
Yeah, I mean, this one's interesting to me because the economic impact for the team is probably not as much as you might think because that place is sold out, right? It's always sold out. And if you want to hand over your tickets and not go because Aaron Rodgers left, you know what? There's 120,000 others who are on the waiting list who will eagerly grab your tickets. So there's not going to be an impact on season tickets or on ticket sales. I think where they may see a little bit is on sales of uniforms and other things. But again, in Green Bay, it's always been about the G. That's the brand as compared to each player. They've had great players over the years, and they've made money off of them. But really, it's about the G on the helmet, as they always say. I think if you look around the area in terms of sports stores and others, there will be some impact. But I don't think it's nearly as much as you might think just because everybody knows Green Bay. They know about the team, and they want to own something that's green and gold.
Well, if they buy it, they got to pay sales tax, right?
Yes.
And state and local officials rolled out a plan this week that could mean an additional sales tax for the city of Milwaukee and the county. Why do they need this, and do you think they're going to approve it?
Why do they need it? Because there's a big need for money. It's a big need for more revenue in Milwaukee. There's a lot of pension obligations that have to be met over the next couple of years. There's also a need for more police officers on the street, more city workers to work on these critical needs, more infrastructure. The city and county have said we need more money from the state. We've been paying into the state for years and years and have not been receiving our fair share. There's also now the opportunity to raise this tax, thinking, though, okay, those people who come to Milwaukee, who live outside the area, who live outside the state, who live outside the country, who come here and visit, can help with that by paying this. Will it be approved? This will be interesting because right now, under the current proposal, it would need to go to a referendum of the voters. So voters who live in the city, voters who live in the county would get exposed on this. And we're talking about for the county, we're talking about 0.3 for the city. We're talking about a 2% increase. But there are some in both the county and the city who want this to be approved through the alderman and through the county board. If it gets added to a referendum, I think it's going to be a harder sell. Are we all going to approve that because we're all going to have to pay that? Or if it goes to the council and the board, I think it's much more likely to be approved. So this one's going to be interesting to watch over the next couple of weeks. It's vitally important to the city. The mayor has said this, the county executive said this. We need this money to survive long term, have these services, to have more officers on the street. But will all the residents approve this? I'm not sure.
Well, it looks like we are going to get some money, at least in the summer of 2024, with the Republicans coming to the city for their national convention. But you had the chance to talk with the president of Cleveland Destination this past week, David Gilbert, and they hosted the 2016 RNC. What advice did he have for Milwaukee?
Very interesting discussion with him because he was there. He saw the things that went right. He saw the things that went wrong. A couple things he said. One is you got to make it not about the red, not about the blue. You got to make it all about the green. You got to make it about the money, the economic impact. Everyone has to see this event as a huge economic impact and not look at who's coming, whether you're right, whether you're left. Just don't look at that. Just look at what this can mean to our city in terms of economic impact, in terms of image, in terms of great things for the city, spending money here. He said that's really important. He said, number two, Libby, this is a chance to show off. He said it really helped their image, both internally and externally. He said all the residents were very excited about this, and we're just talking of Cleveland. So all these people who came from all over the world for this convention to Cleveland left with this great impression of Cleveland and now have returned. He said that's a chance for Milwaukee. You have a chance to tell people. As all these people come in, we're talking about thousands and thousands of people outside, and we see them on the street, or we see them at the coffee shop, or we see them at a restaurant, and they ask us about Milwaukee. It's a chance to really show off Milwaukee for what we all believe it is. I believe it's a city world. Everybody should live because it's on a great lake, having a lot of fun. So he said that's a thing. And he said to enjoy it. This is a chance to be in the spotlight, international attention, help your brand long term. He talked about how in Cleveland, maybe they got an all-star game. They've had all these huge conventions. They all came in part as a result of having the RNC.
The city also released its downtown plan for the next 20 years. What are some of the key sites that you think are going to be targeted for development?
Yeah, it's a draft plan, but there were a couple sites I found really interesting and got a lot of attention. One is the removal of the ramps of I-794 going through the Third Ward. Should those be ripped down to allow for office space, retail space, housing, green space? Kind of like we did back about 20 years ago on the northern half of downtown in the Park East. Fascinating. There's a lot of individuals out there who love the idea. There's others who don't. So that'll be one to watch. The other sites I thought were very interesting would be the redevelopment of one I've watched all my life, and that's MacArthur Square, the site that sits right outside the courthouse. It's kind of an underutilized site right in the heart of the city, and a chance there for some housing, maybe some green space, some sporting events going on there. And then there's also talk about the old museum site. The museum's going to have a new site in the next couple of years, what could go on there. And then the one I've covered my entire career here, I'm not going to tell you how long that is, but that's the site on North and Wisconsin, right across from the convention center, open lot. For years, there's been talked about a hotel, expanded convention center. What should happen there? It's at a great site. Everything that's happened on West Wisconsin Avenue, what could happen there? What could be something that could be a huge impact on the city? So I think we're going to see a lot of interesting things over the next few years, and some of these sites are going to be really involved with that.
I'm just wondering if they're going to put up more high-rises with residences facing the lake because people want that lake view.
Yeah. Well, I was just talking about the number under construction, which is a great thing, but I agree with you. Something in Milwaukee we have, which is we have not put a lot on our lakefront, right? It is pretty open, but the view is amazing. You're right. That's why I think the Couture could be a great project because you're looking out over the lake. And every time I'm down at Harbor House or I'm walking along the lake, I'm like, this is really cool. It is an amazing view.
And you'll be waving at us from the 30th floor. All right.
I'm always waving at you wherever you are, Libby. I'm watching. Don't worry.
Mark Cass, always great to hear from you.
All right, Libby, you have a great week.